Well, hello again, my listeners. I'm bringing to you yet another solo episode of just me, a monologue, and I'm going to talk about a subject that is very near and dear to my heart. Well, everything menopausal is near and dear to my heart these days, but this topic is going to hit for a lot of women who have served or maybe even currently serving in uniform. I'm talking about post-traumatic stress disorder. What prompted me to want to record this episode in particular is because we are encroaching on the 100th anniversary of the Air Force. And there's been a lot of commemorative activities here where I live. There's going to be an air show to celebrate the 100 years of aviation. Friends of mine have been recounting many wonderful events and their experiences and their career, celebrating, reflecting, reminiscing of the time serving in the Air Force in uniform, which has prompted me to recall the stories of 9/11, that fateful day, September 11th, 2001. I was working in the command post in Winnipeg, which is the Canadian sector for the North American Radar Defense, NORAD. We were in the midst of an exercise because the Russians were exercising over in the Arctic Circle. So we naturally combined forces with your United States counterparts just to keep an eye on them. We had an exercise underway. And just in the middle of it, I think if I recall, it was day two and we had no duff, which in military terms means the real McCoy. We put away the exercise manual and we pull out the NORAD operations manual. And that's exactly what happened when those twin towers were hit. That is not the topic of this episode today. It was a reminiscing of that moment that I was reflecting back on some of the experiences. Post-traumatic stress disorder. I don't think I'm particularly traumatized by those events, but it certainly was invigorating and exhausting all at once for the 72 plus hours that we had spent on duty in the command post. And I don't think we really had an opportunity to decompress after that because it was ops normal, get back to business, that candy attitude that we always have with the military. But now that I'm in the menopausal phases of life and I've been doing some of my own work around cognitive behavior therapy for post-traumatic stress disorder, which is entirely related to different circumstances, I really felt that there was an opportunity to speak about how the impact of PTSD can further exacerbate the menopausal journey. So here we go. I'm diving into the topic, and it's often an overlooked topic. Menopause and its connection to PTSD, particularly among military women, has some interesting intricacies. It's nuanced, it's complex, but it's still worth addressing. I'm going to take a crack at it because I'm not an expert in the field of cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, but I can say from my own personal experience that it is extremely effective. And then when I went through my menopause expert group training and the course manual, some of the therapies that are used to address the depression or anxiety that's often associated with menopause, and this is outside of PTSD, is cognitive behavior therapy. I will bring on an expert in this field in a later episode. But that's all to say is that we need to look at it through the lens of trauma as it relates to menopause with a certain understanding that it can be very complex, but probably hidden and kept secret. Let's face it, women who've been in the military and may still be serving have a very different outlook, I would say, on life. We signed up to serve, no matter what. We will take on the challenges, brave the situations, put our head down with a let's get on with it attitude. And it's ingrained in the culture. So to be forthright and open about menopause, let alone PTSD, is not common. You add the two together, you might not get any women to budge on this and talk about it. So I'm just inviting them to open up the conversation by just having a listen. So yes, as we know, menopause is a natural phase in life for women. And those who have served may still be serving. It can come with the unique challenges with the PTSD. Hormonal changes during menopause can exacerbate symptoms of PTSD, such as anxiety and depression, and mood swings, making it particularly a challenging time for women who have experienced trauma during their military service. To start off, the relationship between menopause and PTSD, particularly in the context of military women, needs to be explored. Menopause can bring about significant hormonal changes, and those hormonal fluctuations in the estrogen and progesterone levels impact mood regulation. Military women who have experienced trauma, such as in combat or a sexual assault, these hormonal changes can intensify PTSD symptoms, leading to a decreased quality of life. It sounds very daunting. Yes, it does. And you ask, how do these symptoms manifest in those experiencing both menopause and PTSD? Well, for one, women will have experienced heightened anxiety, irritability, and difficulty sleeping. And this alone will further exacerbate the existing PTSD symptoms. In addition to that, hot flashes and night sweats, which are common symptoms of menopause, can trigger traumatic memories of feelings of panic in women with PTSD. You think about it. You might already be suffering from the nightmares that is common in PTSD. But then if you're awakened during the night or already struggling to get a decent night's sleep because of onset of hot flashes, which are sudden and random, you are more likely, and I'm sure there's data on this, but you are likely to be triggered right into a panic attack and heightened anxiety. I'm speaking now from personal experience. So it's not just the physical symptoms of menopause that these women can be dealing with, but it's an emotional and a psychological toll on her. So this is so essential when you're working with your healthcare provider, your healthcare team, to address this. They must understand these nuances and recognize the unique needs of military women experiencing both menopause and PTSD, because they need to provide that comprehensive support and treatment options that are tailored to the individual circumstances. I've always said this, that the experience is personal, but the journey is universal. But that nuanced, unique approach to addressing menopause with a woman who's served or still serving in uniform with PTSD must be treated differently. And not all healthcare professionals will know that. But when you work with somebody who's got the experience and is now certified to serve women in the healthcare system, you're more likely to have a successful opportunity to share these intricacies with your doctor. And I'm talking about working with a doula, of course. It's not a selfish plug. It's just a way of me helping you better understand what my role can be. Because I too come to this arena with my unique background and experiences. And I need to lean in on those experiences and not deny them, but admit that they are a part of me. And by doing so, I'm recognizing that I can serve a unique audience and a unique demographic of women going through menopause. Not just anyone, but women who also have PTSD. These are my pain points. They're your pain points. So when we talk about some of the strategies and interventions that can help women in this unique situation manage their challenges, and I mentioned this earlier, psychotherapy, in particular CBT, can be beneficial in helping women develop coping skills to manage their PTSD symptoms and to navigate the emotional complexities of menopause. And additionally, hormone therapy and other medications. Now, I'm not pushing SSRIs, antidepressants, but if there's an underlying issue, clinical depression that exists, antidepressants do have a role to play when managed and prescribed properly. Combined with hormone therapy, and I've talked about this in previous episodes, and there's many past guests who have addressed this specifically, including Dr. Fiona Lovely, in my episode with her on December 25th. I encourage you to go back and have a listen. We're starting to understand that it has huge success in helping manage the cognitive effects of menopause, let alone PTSD. As encouraging it is to hear that there are effective treatments available, there's more to it than that. And that is the role of how society can better support military and veteran women during this transitional period in her life when she is suffering from both the PTSD and the menopause. Education is key, and building awareness. So by increasing understanding of the intersection between menopause and PTSD, we can ensure that women in this unique demographic receive the support and resources that they need to thrive, not just to survive, but to thrive during this phase of life. And this includes destigmatization, opening up discussions around menopause within the military community, within veteran communities, and in all workforces, because military women, when they retire, often take up jobs in the civilian workforce. I did. We exist everywhere. We continue to contribute to society. That's what we signed up for. So even when we take the uniform off, we still serve. It's part of our mentality. It's ingrained in our culture. So no matter whatever walk of life she's working in her community, and even in her home life, those discussions need to open up. And I will say that I am very proud to now be a licensed menopause expert group champion. MEG, it's called, M-E-G. This is an organization that was created by Dee Murray in 2020 for the very purpose of increasing education and awareness around menopause and its symptoms and its impacts on women in the workforce. I've written an article on my blog that you can find linked in the show notes about the workforce and women taking up a huge percentage of that workforce and yet not being supported in her workplace. And it has grave consequences from taking sick leave beyond what she's entitled, and then of course being penalized, going unpaid, and often missing out on opportunities for advancement in her career, let alone the other side effects such as being ignored. You're looked at as almost having a disease, and it feels so obvious, like a bad wart on the face. And I mean that. You go to work and you just feel that heavy label when nobody's speaking about it, but it's there. So becoming a licensed menopause expert champion, I can bring into these workplaces in the workforce with lunch and learns and webinars and workshops, all the menopause education to build awareness and also to help facilitate organizations become champions. And you become a champion when you have a policy in place and you can offer accommodation to women who are going through the menopause transition. There is so much to unpack in this topic, and I really want to bring in the experts in this field to make this conversation more enlightening, more inspiring, and of course, more empowering for women who are going through this. So thank you again for taking the time to tune in for this 15 minutes or so, just a really short monologue on a topic that really deserves more attention. I will continue to gather more information in this really delicate topic and share with you some interesting research and the intersection of health and wellness and PTSD for the menopausal woman. But before I wrap up, I want to emphasize the importance of seeking help from healthcare professionals. If you or someone you know is experiencing the challenging intersection of menopause and PTSD, remember this: you are not alone. There are effective treatments available to help you navigate this journey. And if the symptoms of depression or PTSD become so intense that you're having thoughts of harm to self or others, it's so crucial to reach out for help immediately. You can connect with a trusted healthcare provider or a friend, a support group, or call emergency services for assistance. Your well-being is paramount, and there's no shame in asking for help. Believe me, I did it, and my world has changed for the better. Take that first step towards healing and reach out to someone who can support you through this journey. Even us doulas, we're here to be compassionate listeners, never judging, but just allowing you to say, hey, this experience is real and it is not a matter of going crazy. Okay, before we conclude, I want to address another important aspect of the conversation, and that is traumatic brain injury and concussions, which are also prevalent among military personnel and can further complicate the experiences of menopause and PTSD. TBIs are often referred to as the invisible wounds of war, and they can have long-lasting effects on cognitive function, mood regulation, and overall well-being. Military women experiencing menopause and PTSD may also be grappling with the effects of a TBI or a concussion, which can exacerbate symptoms and pose additional challenges to their mental and emotional health. Speaking from experience, because I have also suffered a concussion, early intervention and appropriate treatment can make a significant difference in recovery and overall quality of life. So it's essential for healthcare providers to conduct comprehensive assessments that have addressed the interconnected nature of these conditions and develop holistic treatment plans, providing support and resources tailored to the individual needs of each woman. By raising awareness and advocating for comprehensive care, we can better support women as they navigate the complex intersection of menopause, PTSD, and traumatic brain injury. So I provided you with a wealth of information briefly, but my intention was just to spark conversation and encourage you, the listeners, to consider how these might relate to your own life. In future episodes, I plan to bring in guest experts in these specific fields of healthcare to offer more comprehensive research and evidence-based solutions. This will address the health concerns faced by many women who have served or are currently serving in uniform and throughout. I refer to military, but let me say this does include our very important first responders. So thanks for listening in. Remember, there is hope, there is help, and there is healing. Take care of yourselves and each other. Until our next episode, love and light. Do you need support through your menopause transition? A menopause doula can help. You can find me at mlcoaching.com. Like, follow, share, subscribe. And if you are enjoying this podcast, I would love to hear from you. Consider leaving a review. Spreading the word will help broaden my audience reach and further impact more women as they experience a transition.